Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, welcome to the Next Wave podcast. Consider us your chief AI officer in your business. My name is Matt Wolf. I have the number one YouTube channel in the AI space. I also run FutureTools.com, and I'm joined by my co-host, Nathan Lands, founder of Lore.com. We want to bring you the latest AI news and trends, show you how you can use AI in your business and personal life, and help make it super easy for you to understand and execute. We're going to equip you with the knowledge to thrive in this upcoming wave of change.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech headlines for Wednesday, March 29th, 2023. I'm Rich Straffolino. Over 1,000 people signed an open letter calling on all AI labs to immediately pause for at least 6 months the training of AI systems more powerful than GPT-4. Signees include Elon Musk, Steve Wozniak, Stability AI founder and CEO Ahmad Mostak, and Tristan Harris of the Center for Humane Technology, as well as some engineers from Google and Meta. The letter argues a level of planning and management isn't happening with AI, with the industry instead locked into an out-of-control race to develop ever more powerful models. Windows Central sources say Microsoft began work on a project called Core PC, a modular and customizable Windows variant that could allow Microsoft to configure different editions of the OS with differing levels of support for legacy Win32 apps. This could also allow Microsoft to ship a version of Windows that completely strips out legacy support, ideal for competing with Chrome OS. Microsoft is also working on a version that is silicon optimized to vertically focus on hardware with an emphasis on AI capabilities. The company reportedly hopes to have Core PC ready sometime in 2024. The UK government published a draft of a media bill, which would hold streaming services to the same rules around harmful material that apply to public broadcasters. This could result in fines of up to £250,000 per violation or being banned in the UK entirely. The UK's media regulator Ofcom would be empowered to enforce the new rules on streamers. Google announced a new perspectives carousel that will show insights from a range of journalists, experts, and other relevant voices under top stories in search, for example, showing tweets and Substack posts around news articles about the Oscars. This will roll out soon in the US for English language search. And the company also announced it will roll out extreme heat alerts in search over the coming months in partnership with the Global Heat Health Information Network. Microsoft said it will release a second-generation Surface Hub 2S device later this year, running a new version of Windows called Teams Room on Windows. The new Surface Hub will feature the same 50-inch and 85-inch design as the original, but no other specs were announced. Microsoft also said the existing Surface Hub 2S will receive support through October 14, 2025. The ByteDance-owned app Lemonade climbed into the top 10 of the U.S. App Store's overall rankings this week, described as a lifestyle community app with a similar look to Instagram. The analysts at Data AI report that the app hadn't ranked in the top 200 in the U.S. since launching in March 2020, with TechCrunch speculating this could reflect paid user acquisition efforts. Google announced a partnership with the startup Replit to integrate Google's language models into its Ghostwriter code writing assistance app. Ghostwriter previously used Replit's own language models, offering suggestions on blocks of code and answering questions. Microsoft announced Security Copilot, a tool that integrates with its existing security portfolio to summarize threat intelligence. This uses a customized model that incorporates a growing set of security-specific skills and will be able to answer security-related questions, advise on a course of action, and summarize recent security events. The UK's Competition and Markets Authority announced it launched an in-depth investigation into Broadcom's proposed $61 billion acquisition of VMware. Its initial investigation found the deal could increase the cost of server hardware and software, with Broadcom not offering any remedies. Germany's antitrust regulator launched a review of Microsoft's overall market power, looking into if the company is of paramount significance for competition across markets. If determined to be such a company, the regulator could prohibit possible anti-competitive practices. The regulator previously found Google and Meta fall into this category. The U.S. state of North Dakota has passed a law requiring schools to teach cybersecurity in classes from kindergarten to age 12. A plan for the classes must be approved by July 1, 2024. It's the first U.S. state to require cybersecurity classes. Spotify launched Niche Mixes, highly specific, personalized playlists that combine familiar songs with recommendations, updated daily based on listening habits. The Verge's Jess Weatherbed notes that it's not clear which Spotify mixes are new niche mixes, as arguably niche playlists like Goblincore have been available for months. Earlier this week, Ubisoft pulled out of E3 after Nintendo and Microsoft both said they wouldn't be at the physical show. Now, Sega and Tencent announced they don't plan to officially participate in the show either. E3 organizer ReedPop said a full roster of exhibitors will be announced in the lead-up to the expo. The free Dolphin emulator supports playing most Nintendo GameCube and Wii titles. The Dolphin team announced it will soon come to Steam, with early access by the end of Q2. This could theoretically make it easier to use the emulator on a Steam Deck. As early as later this year, Nokia plans to launch a 4G LTE network on the moon using a Nova C lunar lander launched from a SpaceX rocket. This will establish an LTE connection between the lander and an accompanying solar-powered rover. The network will also be used on NASA's Artemis manned moon missions. The hardware still needs to be validated, so the launch could be delayed to 2024. And finally, the makers of the library digital reading app Overdrive announced it will shut down the Overdrive app on May 1st, 2023, with users directed to its newer Libby app. Overdrive first announced plans to transition apps back in August 2021 and removed Overdrive from app stores last year.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show, DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.